This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So our skin changes in subtle ways over the years, especially after having kids. Maybe your hair and your nails and your skin don't seem as strong as you'd like for them to be, but there are smart ways to support them as you maneuver through the seasons of life. Bubs Naturals Collagen Peptides offer a very powerful solution to help restore health to your skin and your nails, reverse the signs of aging, and support your body from within. So starting in your 20s, your body produces less collagen every year. And collagen is the protein that holds everything together. It's like, you know, the glue for the body. So with Bubs, you can restore collagen levels to what your body had before when you were in your 20s. And that means stronger joints, healthier hair and nails, smoother skin, and faster recovery, especially after workouts. Bubs Naturals offers the cleanest, most effective collagen peptides made from grass-fed, pasture raised cattle. And the powder is tasteless, it's odorless, and it dissolves instantly in your coffee, smoothie, juice, whatever you want to put it in. And it's third-party tested, NSF certified, Whole30 approved, and free of sugars or fillers. So for a limited time, get 20% off with code Dana at BubsNaturals.com. That's BubsNaturals.com. Support the show and tell them that Dana sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This story is all manner of insane. So a Florida man jumped from a moving vehicle after a kid called 911 to report her parents fighting inside the car. So the Florida woman had to grab the wheel of the moving vehicle and bring it to a stop. Her husband just jumped out of the vehicle as they were, I get being aggravated at your spouse so much sometimes that you want to do that, but don't. You want to just jump out of the car, but don't. Albert Searcy was charged with tampering or harassing a witness, domestic violence, fleeing and attempting to elude, child abuse, false imprisonment, driving while his license was suspended or revoked. I mean, there's a lot here. But a kid called 911. They were trying to pull their car over during an argument, I guess, and the kid called 911 saying the parents were arguing. So the husband jumps out. The mom pulls it over. Washington County Sheriff's Office showed up, and they were able to get the contact with the driver, etc., and they took him into custody. He jacked his face up so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's so bad. He hit, like, face first, apparently. She was able to crawl over the mom, the center console, and gain control of the vehicle and brought it to a stop. There were three other minor kids in the car. How are you a dad, and you're jumping out of a moving car with your babies in it? Like, that guy, his face got all scorched up, but man, he ought to, if I was his wife, I'd beat him half to death for doing that. I'd make his other side of his face match, and I'd paint his back porch red. You gotta be kidding me. What kind of fruitcake does that? I'm gonna jump out of the car, I'm so mad. I'm a guy who's got, you know, all the charges that he's got. A 25-year-old Florida man was arrested because police found 66 pounds of cocaine hidden under his dog cage. Seems like a weird place to, okay. A Florida man was arrested after slapping a Jacksonville deputy's horse at a Florida-Georgia game. That's a police horse. That's a working horse. You can't be slapping that horse. Every year we've got one of these stories. Yeah. Somebody slapped, I would slap somebody that slapped a police horse. I feel like you need someone with the police horses that are just by the police horses to do that. I'll volunteer. You slap that horse, I'm going to just open hand slap you so hard. They said the horse Ace was in distress after the smack and Ward was put into cuffs. He ought to be. I hope they let that horse give him a little kick, too. They should have. Third hour on the way. Stick with us. The folks who helped make the program possible. It's the people over at Kel-Tec, family-owned Florida-based company. They have a peacekeepers program, and it's about supporting the people who protect our community. So they're looking at military, law enforcement, church security teams, school resource officers, the whole nine yards. And these are faith-based. They work with faith-based teams, SROs. Typically, they rely on small concealable pistols that have a limited range, but now they've been incorporating long guns, and they can fold compact for discreet carry and deploy within seconds for full rifle capability. They get mission-ready support, like extra platform testing, et cetera, et cetera. And the program's already been pretty active. They've equipped over a couple of dozen churches throughout the faith-based security network and every Brevard County school. Sweetwater County, they field R50 defenders. You have others that run KSGs. Some run the sub 2Ks. Those are the ones that fold in half. And Kel-Tec proudly partners with the faith-based security network as well. So if you're interested in the new Peacekeepers program, taking advantage of the manufacturer's discount as well to make it affordable, fill out the contact form at KelTecWeapons.com/Dana. That's KelTecWeapons.com/Dana.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You know, you got to see the humanity in people, which brings me to this soundbite. I loved this so much. I saw this last night. This is Sharon Osbourne. So she was sitting at a table with her son, Jack, who hunts, by the way. He's a hunter. And Kelly, her daughter. And I want you to contrast what you saw with the plane with what Sharon Osbourne's talking about. So Sharon Osbourne, as you know, Ozzy Osbourne passed away just a couple of months ago. And clearly they're still dealing with the grief of all of that. What do we want to play? The longer or the shorter one? Well, it's let's play this. It's a couple of minutes, but it's worth it. And I want you guys to listen how she describes, and it's almost like when she began talking about her interactions with Trump, because Trump had called Sharon and left a voicemail. And he was expressing his condolences, and he was very gracious. And so she's addressing it. And in the beginning, it sounds like, not that she's afraid of anything, but it sounded like she was a little nervous as to how the digital economy is going to react to this, right? And then it's like, as she got a third of the way through, she's like, she didn't care. Nice is nice. Good is good. And it was a very brief respite from the intense tribalization everywhere else. It's worth the listen. A little long, but it's worth the listen. Compare the lady on the plane to this.
I mean, should we play the voicemail?
Yeah.
Not saying who it's from. Everyone will know.
Hi, Sharon. It's Donald Trump, and I just wanted to wish you the best and the family. Great. Ozzy was amazing. He was an amazing guy. I met him a few times, and I want to tell you, he was unique in every way and talented. So I just wanted to wish you the best, and it's a tough thing. I know how close you were, and whatever I can do, take care of yourself. Say hello to the family. Thanks. Bye.
Love him or hate him, he didn't have to call and leave a voicemail.
Listen, when it comes to politics, we know nobody comes out a winner. Whoever you like, there's
half
of people are going to go like this. And now it's more so than ever in history, is it, that people's choice of which party, which politician, you can't come out a winner. All I know is a man that I know, I worked with for a month. I spent 1 month with him and his wife, who was always gracious, elegant, just a delight to talk to, his wife.
Yeah.
And he was always, how are the children? How's Kelly? I'm so proud of Kelly and Jack for what they've done, and their manners are great. And he was just a great guy to talk to. And he has always treated me with respect. Listen, I'm not American. I can't vote. I don't want to vote. I don't vote for anyone. Mm-hmm. I vote for no one. Never have, never will. But the thing is, all I know is he's treated me with respect, your father with respect. He wanted nothing from us. Nothing. Yeah. Melania the same. Nothing. And they have been great. And for him to take his time to do that for us. And because, do you know what? He doesn't live in a bubble. He knows what's going on in the streets. He knows what is going on. Mm. And I can't say that for our prime minister.
Ooh, that gives you a little insight right there. You know, Keir Starmer, the big lefty, she can't say that of their prime minister. I thought that was a real nice little touch there. But how refreshing is that? I watched that twice. That's the third time I've heard it. It is, and I wrote about this in my book, Grace Canceled. And the reason I'm talking about this now is because I see the right slipping into this a little bit. You have got to be able to see the humanity in other people if you ever hope to persuade those other people. What is this all for? It's all for persuading people to see your perspective, and for people who look at it from an evangelist perspective, it's about persuading people to come to Jesus, right? When you cannot see the humanity in someone, how are you ever going to be able to persuade them? Do you think that you're going to insult them into agreement? The moment it gets nasty is when that's your indication that individual has zero interest in real discussion. They have zero interest in real debate because it's not about that for them. It is either about putting a point on the board or destroying someone. When I had Kevin Roberts on the show, and we've had a lot, I mean, the Kevin Roberts interview was the one that went bonkers. We've had a lot of people. We had Randy Fine on the show, you know, and I pushed back against him pretty vociferously because it's not about being nasty and trying to flex. Like, I'm really trying to drill down into the issue and understand, because when you can understand, then you know how to craft a persuasive argument. So if we're not out there trying to persuade people, then what's the point, right? What is the point of any of it? Trying to flex? That's just stupid. That doesn't move the needle. In fact, it repels people. You should be judged by how many people you're attracting, not how many people you're repelling. One person that you can persuade is someone that you don't have to fight. Furthermore, it's an additional ideological soldier for your side. We have got to start properly looking at this in politics, tactically,
intelligently. Otherwise, we're going to lose. And we are right there where we are about to have everything that we've been fighting for. Granted, we can do a lot of work in a lot of other areas. But as somebody who has been doing this since the Tea Party days, and I have watched as really legitimate, limited government constitutionalists have fought and have scraped the victories in the judiciary, were victories. Spike that football. You know, at least getting the tax cuts made permanent against some other Republicans that did not want to make that happen with the one big beautiful bill. That was a small victory, but it was a victory nonetheless. You have to realize that these victories aren't going to be measured by giant yardages. They're little incremental things, back and forth, back and forth. And how much ground can you hold? How much more ground can you gain? All of this is about persuading people, every bit of it. And we can't be repelling people. So the reason I bring this up, compare the lady on the plane with Sharon Osbourne. And Sharon Osbourne, doesn't it sound like she really came to all of this very organically? And how did she come to it organically? People were kind. She said things about gun control I don't agree with. She's never been nasty about it, ever. You should be able to have that debate with people. Kevin Roberts, it was very amicable, Kane, I thought. They were hard questions, and I give him credit because he knew that it was going to be like this. I mean, we were incredibly belligerent towards the end. And Kane's one of the nicest people ever. He's like 9 feet tall. He doesn't look like he is. But he's like one of the nicest people ever. And it was very out of character for him to be like that. But we wanted to make this conversation happen. And it was, and he knew it. And he still, and everybody was very polite and civil. I don't know why it can't be like that. You don't always have to scream at somebody. But it sounded like she came to that very organically. And because they were kind. It doesn't hurt to be nice about it. It's not a weakness. Gosh, it is not a weakness. Do you guys know how hard it is? You guys know how hard it is to be nice when you don't want to be nice. It is hard. It's always been hard. For crying out loud, Jonah jumped in a whale. Nobody, it's hard to be nice. This is where Patrick Swayze comes in with, oh, you guys knew I was bringing it here. The cinematic masterpiece, Kane, that is Roadhouse. Probably, you know, it should have won Oscars. Maybe a Nobel Prize for whatever it could be awarded a Nobel Prize for. Everything about that movie is just pure perfection, including the advice of be nice until it's time to not be nice. And it's very obvious when righteous indignation is a response and a legitimate one. So if you're all about common sense and keeping what's yours and you want to protect your money from Washington spending and crazy markets, you need to check out Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are not just some numbers on a screen or digital assets that can just disappear with a click. They're real, tangible things, and they've been trusted for thousands of years. So with a gold IRA, you can actually own physical gold and silver in a retirement account, tax deferred or even tax free. Noble Gold has been the top rated gold IRA company for 4 years running. They handle billions of precious metals for people just like you. And they've got a US based team, real people, available 6 days a week. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks. They walk you through everything and you even get a photo of your actual metals. So there's some transparency. So right now, when you open a new account, they're going to send you a free 10 ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. It's free. So just visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Protect what you've worked for.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, hey, Kane, we all know Lebanon, Missouri. Do we not? So this came from CBS, Channel 13, KRCG. A woman was charged following a Friday night disturbance. She fought some kids. She arranged a fight. It was like Fight Club, but with kids. It was at a laundromat across from the high school.
It's a legitimate
spot. Now, I am trying to understand her name. K-A-Y-D.
Katie.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
That's her name.
Are you kidding me?
That's her name.
No, her name's Cade. We're calling her Cade because it's dumb. If you spell your name and it's Katie and it's K-A-Y-D, I'm going to call you Cad. Stop it. Her name's Cad Nunn. She was accused of organizing and encouraging a fight between kids who had an ongoing dispute. The victim was at a Friday night football game. They got a message to come to the laundromat to talk about the beef. That is never going to go well. When someone's like, come to the laundromat, let's talk about beef. Your answer is no. Between them and the other kid. And then they showed up and there was a large group of kids there and they all had their phones out set to record World Star. And then the victim got pushed towards the other juvenile who started assaulting them. They attempted to break up the fight. They were able to get away, go back to school and contact the parents. And they were treated at a local hospital for injuries. Cadnan claimed that the minor who was assaulted was bullying. Doesn't sound like it. And had another juvenile reach out to arrange the meetup to put an end to the argument. This sounds dumb. Now, if I was the parent and I found out this happened, I'd probably text Cad Nunn to meet me at the laundromat and let's talk about some beef between us and settle it. See how that goes. Yeah, she deserved to be charged because it's moronic. You know, like, parents don't set it up. I'm all about settling disputes on the schoolyard, but not with parents organizing it. That's lame. Stop it. A Tennessee death row inmate declines to choose between the electric chair and lethal injection. So lethal injection it is. Ding, 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 ding. Harold Wayne Nichols declined to choose between the electric chair and lethal injection. So the default is lethal injection. He thought he was going to get around that one, but the state of Tennessee was too smart for him. He was sentenced to death in 1990 because he raped and murdered a 21-year-old student. So he had 2 weeks to change his mind about choosing which method. I would have been like, I'll suffocate you with a pillowcase or firing squad. I'll use a pillowcase and a hammer. There you go. Firing squad or lethal injection, your choice. And then we're going to default to pillowcase and hammer. If you know, that's where we're going to go. If you don't pick, that's what I'd have told him. You're not going to outsmart us. So they've only used it 5 times in the past decade, the electric chair. So now he got, he had been given a reprieve due to the Wu flu. So he got lethal injection and he already admitted to it. He confessed to it. He's an absolute monster. The sad fact is that he's been kept alive that long after 1990. I mean, you know, you did the deed, you did the crime, you're out, you're off this mortal coil. I really feel like, again, if something was going to come out, it would have come out. Number one. Number two, the way that I was reading some of the stuff that's been released so far, I got the sense that wasn't Trump the one who kind of tipped everybody off to this in the first place after he banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago? Yeah. So do they think that that makes him look bad? And Virginia Guffer even said in her sworn deposition that he was not implicated or even around or involved in this, talking about Trump at all. But then it came out that Epstein apparently was trying to, he was working to try to undermine Trump this entire time. In fact, in some of these emails that came out, Daily Mail had some of these yesterday, he had a plot to, quote, let Trump hang himself, end quote, at a presidential debate. These were, I guess the Democrats in the House Oversight thought they were really going to get something with this. But he was literally working with Michael Wolff. That I'm going to come back to that name in a minute. He was colluding with Michael Wolff to undermine Trump. And this was back, you know, Wolff recorded all of these conversations with Epstein beginning in 2014, going to 2019. Now, why does Michael Wolff sound familiar, especially during that era? Because if you remember, Steve Bannon, who was a perennial idiot, Steve Bannon was the guy who invited Michael Wolff to the White House, gave him all access. So Michael Wolff was wandering around the White House. He had all access, and Bannon was thanked generously in the book's acknowledgments, because if there's one thing you can count on, he's always been a very eager showboater. Michael Wolff was brainstorming with Epstein on how to invent leverage against Trump in these emails. This was literally the exact same time that Michael Wolff was let into the White House by Bannon. And then he wrote all of that nasty stuff. And that's one of the reasons why Trump and Bannon, I mean, he called him Sloppy Steve and he went after him. Can you imagine? You're cozying up with this guy. What gets me is a lot of these people want to sit here and throw around phrases like never Trump if someone had a different choice in a primary. But they never use this choice for themselves when they're actively undermining a sitting president by inviting a snake in to have all access, who's working with a literal child sex offender to try to undermine the sitting president of the United States. I mean, if you want to call something never Trump, that sure as hell sounds like it. That's not a vote in a primary. That's like working against a guy who is freely and fairly elected. Letting the guy in there. Unbelievable. And the entire time, that's one of the emails, Wolff was telling him, I think you should let him hang himself. And they were saying, if we were able to craft an answer for him, like trying to sit here and figure out how to undermine him, how to do it. Remember the smear job that he tried to do with the quote unquote Trump biography that really wasn't a Trump biography at all? I mean, unbelievable. The entire time that weasel was working to undermine the administration in every way possible, but there were some folks who just wanted to see their name in print in a book acknowledgement. Wild. And I don't know why Democrats think this is making Trump look bad, Kane. I mean, am I missing something? No. What am I missing here?
Again, I'll go back to what I said earlier, is Democrats count on their base not knowing better.
The other thing, too, and this is the other thing that stuck out to me. One of the emails that was released was from a New York Times journalist, Landon Thomas, who was tipping off Epstein about a follow-up investigation by a journalist and then a former NYPD detective. This guy, Thomas Landon, literally emailed Epstein and said, quote, he is digging around again. Not clear if it's another book or expanded paperback version. Was asking me all sorts of questions about why you hired Ken Starr. I think he's doing some Trump digging too. So you have Landon Thomas Jr., who is described as a financial reporter for the New York Times, tipping off Epstein. How is that not a major story? How is that not a huge story? And this is while Epstein was working with Michael Wolff, who was invited into the White House once again by Steve Bannon, who just wanted to see his name in print, and invited into the White House to do a smear job on Trump while he was colluding with Epstein to take him down from within. This seems like a massive self-own by Democrats on House Oversight, because they released this, they think, thinking that there was a gotcha in there, and the gotcha actually just makes the left look worse. I was reading these emails that were released. So Trump knew what Epstein was doing. He literally told Ghislaine Maxwell to stop it. He banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago, apparently was one of the people that was blowing the whistle on it. And then you have Michael Wolff, who is a wannabe journalist, but is really an activist. He's like the American Khashoggi, actively advising Jeffrey Epstein on how to blackmail a sitting president. But then he didn't have anything to blackmail him with. And so they were talking about how do we craft something. That is all in email. So how is this? This actually makes Trump look better. Why did they think this was a big thing? This makes them look worse because they love Michael Wolff. Michael Wolff didn't write a single damn thing about the Bidens, but oh my goodness. And there's some stuff there. There's some juicy stuff in that, in the Biden family drama.
See, the problem is the very media that was doing all that collusion is the same media we're expecting to write and report honestly on it. And it's not going to happen.
I mean, this reporter working with the New York Times, tipping off Epstein, and these are supposed to be our moral betters. And then all of the reporters that were getting the discredited oppo from Fusion GPS and laundering it through their respective outlets so that they can then, that could be collected as evidence to substantiate an around standard operating procedure acquisition of a surveillance warrant.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the wake of this week's Democrat electoral landslide, what comes next for the Republicans, and perhaps more importantly, for the people in those very states?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.